For the longest time, I imagined that the Christian church of today was pretty much the way the Christian church had always been. Taking history of Christianity, then, was one of my biggest surprises in seminary. I mean, I knew about the Crusades and all that, and I knew that the different Christian denominations had all split at some point with the Reformation, and that Catholicism, of course, was its own separate thing. I mean, I was a good little Unitarian Universalist growing up. I took on all that world religion stuff that we studied. But all that information was sort of disconnected in my bigger picture understanding of Christianity, and so it wasn't until I walked through a continuous exploration of Christian history during a semester-long class that still only brought us to the Reformation in the 1500s, that I began to understand how incredibly, wildly Christianity changed and morphed across geography and throughout history. It is, in fact, this incredibly wild changing and morphing that has brought all of us to be sitting here in this moment today. We are part of the Christian evolution, even if the majority of us do not identify as Christian anymore. Just 57 years ago, two Christian denominations, the Unitarians and the Universalists, merged to form the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. 57 years ago is within living memory, friends. There are still lifelong Universalists Unitarians and Universalists out there today who started as Christian Unitarians or Christian Universalists. So in the grand scale of Christian history over 2,000 years, this recent evolution of Unitarian Universalism is actually pretty quick, just a blink of the eye. Now, can you imagine how risky that merger must have felt to the Unitarians and the Universalists? They were creating something brand new, something that was not what it had been before. They risked losing what had been to try to make something different. And they did lose some of what had been. They gave up being Christian denominations. We owe them a debt of gratitude. Their risk-taking and their giving up what had been their identity, it created this wonderful new thing grown out of the old. They gave us Unitarian Universalism. What a wonderful gift. As you probably have guessed by now, I bring all this up because, as we've heard already, we're trying to tackle some change ourselves this year in the past couple of years. We've figured out again, and not for the first time, that we're stuck in between a pastoral and a program-sized congregation, and we decided to try adding a second service to see if it could help us make that jump. And the process of making this decision and actually conducting the experiment this year has caused our community some stress and anxiety, which is pretty normal with change. Here's the thing, though. We'll make it through this. Christian history, and now due to the risk-taking of our Unitarian and Universalist forebearers, now Unitarian Universalist history, is full of churches and congregations and members and friends of churches and congregations who have persevered. This church we sit in today was founded as the first Universalist Church of Muncie in 1859. We existed as a Christian church for twice as long as we've existed as a Unitarian Universalist church. And we have changed immensely over time. Reverend Harry Hersey Adams was our minister from 1919 to 1923, and his outspokenness against the Ku Klux Klan, which was very big in Muncie in that time, was one of the leading factors in his being ousted as our minister after 4 short years. That's right, our church ousted its minister in large part because he opposed the Ku Klux Klan. A position we would celebrate today was cause for dismissal a very short 95 years ago. Not quite within living memory, though perhaps Katie Robb, our only member over 100 years old, might vaguely recall what happened when she was 6. We have changed immensely over time. One of the things that has remained constant, though, is our perseverance. We have not given up. Even when we have disagreed among ourselves, sometimes quite intensely, we do not give up. The Unitarians and the Universalists, with their numbers dwindling, they didn't say, this merger is too risky, we may not be the same, better to give up and let the denomination die. They persevered and ended up giving us the gift of Unitarian Universalism. Members of our Universalist Church, they never gave up asking themselves the tough questions. I don't know if it was before or after the merger, but at some point we did a 180 on the whole Ku Klux Klan thing. I no longer risk my position by saying I oppose the Ku Klux Klan. We, this community, we had a church building downtown that we couldn't afford to maintain. This building we're in now was built in the 1960s and dedicated in 1967. Talk about financial hardship and strain. Those were tough times. Our members and friends, though, they found a way forward. Can you imagine some of the concerns back then, though? Our old building looked like a typical Christian church, stained glass windows, just like, where did it go? Stained glass window is in here. Oh, it's just on the side. There it is. I couldn't see it. Right, we had 16 of those, right? We had a typical church building. This new modern building, totally not the same. Now, our official history of the transition states, the beautiful new building dedicated in 1967 was modern in style, reflecting the values of a new generation and the evolving religious views of the denomination. Now, do you really think that every member of the church back then shared that lovely perspective in the 1960s, fully embracing the evolving religious views of the denomination? I wasn't there, but I feel pretty comfortable saying that there was at least a handful who most assuredly did not. We still did it, though. We're still here in this building. I lift all this up, not by way of saying that adding a second service is for sure the right thing to do. We're halfway through the experiment, and it's still up in the air. What I do know, though, is that whether we decide to stick with two services or not, we will persevere. Because one of the things that has remained true about us, as the First Universalist Church of Muncie, then St. John's Universalist Church, and now as the Unitarian Universalist Church of Muncie, is our search for truth and meaning. The whole way through, we have been dedicated to trying to figure out what is true and what has meaning for us in our lives and as a spiritual and religious community. And we've held the importance of that search higher than the creeds we used to require, higher than the identity of Christianity even that we used to hold. We believe in a free and responsible search for truth and meaning, grounded in reason and guided by faith. Faith in each other, and faith in the search for what we hold to be right and true. Our mission, as we agreed upon together 3 short years ago, is exploring faith, practicing inclusivity, living justice. We also agreed then upon this vision. We, the Unitarian Universalist Church of Muncie, are a church family, relating to one another with love, kindness, fellowship, humility, joy, and generosity. We encourage open, lifelong religious exploration, drawing upon reason, spirituality, and curiosity. We strengthen one another, offering acceptance, nourishment, and mutual support. We welcome people of all identities, regardless of age, class, culture, race, ableness, gender identity, or sexual orientation. We seek deeper, stronger, more transformative relationships that foster growth and healing for ourselves, our church, and our communities. We promote social justice, serving as a force for good and lasting societal change. We serve as stewards of our church, this country, and our world. That is the vision. This is the vision that we have cast for ourselves. We agreed upon this mission and vision, knowing that they are aspirational. Meaning we aspire to the mission, we aspire to the vision, knowing full well that we are human beings who will make mistakes, who will fall short, who will need to forgive ourselves and ask and grant forgiveness to each other so that we can continue to strive to reach that mission and vision that we have set for ourselves. It can be all too easy sometimes to lose sight of the larger purpose, especially if there are certain things happening in our community with which we disagree. But the work we do is so vitally important. You heard Caroline's reasons already. I'll just add Thank God for the work that Outreach and Lara Janney and so many others are doing to make sure that LGBTQ youth and teens in Muncie and the surrounding areas have a place where they know who they are loved and cared for, exactly for who they are, exactly how they are, exactly for who they love. This ministry of the church is desperately needed in our red state of Indiana, and I am so grateful that it is a gift we offer to those kids and to the world. Or our whole lives, our age-appropriate lifespan sexuality education program that we offer to our children and youth starting in kindergarten, all the way up through high school, thank God for that. In our country where scientifically disproven abstinence-only education is still a major thing, a primary thing in far too many public school systems and in far too many states, thank God we are offering our kids real, scientifically grounded information about biology and realistic birth control, and that our program then spends an equal amount of time on relationships and how to treat each other kindly and with respect. Because we'd hope, right, that kindness, care, and respect are defaults, are the basic grounding of all romantic and sexual relationships. But the hashtag MeToo movement is reminding us all too painfully just how broken sexuality is in our culture today. Thank God our children and youth are learning a healthy, values-based approach to sexuality. And those are just two issues out of so, so many. They're not just issues, though. They're also people. Every single LGBTQ teen that walks through our doors on Friday nights, they're people. People whose lives are impacted by the fact that this church community exists. And our children and youth, they're people too, of course. People who have been impacted by taking our whole lives. People who will then go out and help transform our hurting culture. This transforming the world, helping real people who are hurting, it's also nothing new. We certainly have made our fair share of mistakes in our anti-racism work, but when the call went out, we showed up in Selma, and two of us even gave up our lives to support the civil rights movement. Marriage equality is another example. It's easy to forget now with marriage equality, the law of the land, but 30 years ago, it was groundbreaking that we and other UU churches offered religious commitment ceremonies to gay and lesbian couples. That was so huge back then. And those are just two examples of the impacts we've had on people's lives. So we're making a difference now. We've made a difference in the past, and we'll make a difference in the future, too. We'll make a difference in the future because we've persevered, and we will continue to persevere. We don't give up. We don't lose sight of the bigger picture, even if we're struggling over or disagreeing with some of the details. We are part of something bigger than ourselves. We have a history to be proud of. It's not a history without a mistakes, but it is a history to be proud of. And it won't be a future without mistakes either, but it's a future to be excited about. I trust in that future. I have faith in that future, not because I think we have all the answers right now. In fact, I know that history will show that we've been wrong about some of the things that we believe in our bones in this moment to be true. I have faith in our future, though, because we honor the free and responsible search for truth and meaning. I have faith that even if we're wrong right now, we'll get there, even if we make mistakes and stumble along the way. I have faith that we'll get there and do good along the way and change people's lives for the better, because that's what we do. We persevere, we keep on trying, we keep on giving of ourselves, both to this community and to the wider world. Speaking of giving, we've done a lot of giving this past year as a community, and I don't just mean money. The entire community has wrestled with questions about growth and size change and adding a second service. And having that conversation, however we feel about it, it's an investment, a giving of time and energy. Whichever side of the conversation on, we have cared. We have also, of course, given time and energy to many social justice projects, helping to feed people who are hungry in Muncie, along with many other good causes. And we have, of course, given money, funding solar panels 2 years ago and the new roof that was needed to go with them, funding the purchase of this beautiful new piano for our Sunday services, funding an intern minister this year, and funding a second service. Thank you all for your generosity, for all the ways you have given and cared for this community. And We need you to continue to give. The need has not lessened. If anything, with the current political environment, the need for our presence and the work in our world has increased. We've invested in our values these past few years, funding a membership coordinator position to help better welcome newcomers into our community, putting solar panels on the roof, which comes with annual loan payments, purchasing this grand piano so that our music program can continue to thrive and survive and inspire us. We need to keep investing, to fund the investments we've made, and to keep us moving on into the future. Our stewardship team has asked us to consider increasing our pledges by 5% this year if you can. I encourage us to increase as much as we can, even if we can't hit that 5% mark. Because this place is worth it. Not just for what we've done in the past, not just for what we're doing now in the present, but because of what we're going to do in the future. I don't know what the future is going to bring, but I know that our practice of including all people, our belief in the worth and dignity of every person, our goal of creating and living justice in the world, I know our commitment to these aspirations means that we will make a difference. We will persevere. We will continue to make a difference in the lives of many people. We will continue to bring love, kindness, and compassion to help heal our hurting country, to help heal our hurting world. This is who we have been, this is who we are, and this is who we will continue to be.